the name of Jesus. Continued. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has openly shown in the sight of the nations. You, O Lord, have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. You, O Lord, love righteousness and justice. The earth is full of all your goodness. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast. How precious is your loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. In the name that is above all other names, Jesus Christ, our buckler, our high tower, a sure foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, author of eternal life, King, eternal, immortal, invisible, our glory, our maker, the author and finisher of our faith, he who searches the minds and hearts, may the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, clothe our children and their people with the garments of salvation, cover them with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as earth brings forth its bud, as a garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Praise the Lord, O our children, with all your soul. Bless his holy name. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of our children's heart and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from this time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Let us sing praise to the Christ of God, Jesus Christ, that name which is above all names, he who is the captain of the Lord's hosts, the beloved Son, called Faithful and True, the firstborn from the dead, the Just One, the High Priest over the house of God, the covenant of the people, our advocate with the Father, our crown of glory, our diadem of beauty, a royal diadem in the hand of God. He who lives and was dead, and behold, he lives forevermore. He who by himself purged our sins, and also signs and wonders may be done by our children through the name of God's holy servant, Jesus. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will believe in the name of Jesus Christ, and they will follow him, and these signs will follow them. In his name, Jesus Christ, they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. It is written, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Let it be to our children according to his word. His name, Jesus Christ, be magnified forever. All peoples of the earth will know his name and fear him. He is the Lord of glory, appointed heir of all things, raised from the dead and seated at the right hand of God in the heavenly places, our deliverer, our great high priest, who has passed through the heavens, the true light which gives light to every man who comes into the world, an everlasting light, our merciful and faithful high priest, the ruler over the kings of the earth, the Holy One, he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead, King of kings and Lord of lords, the first and the last, and beside him there is no God. Let his name be magnified throughout the whole earth. In likeness of Melchizedek he arose as high priest, who came according to the power of endless life, because he, Jesus Christ, continues forever. He has an unchangeable priesthood, as a son over his own house, whose house our children and their family are, if they hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. He who is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, he who lives to make intercession for them, in his name Jesus Christ, a high priest, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who offered up himself as a sacrifice once for all, the Son, who has been perfected forever, appointed high priest by the word of the oath of God, a minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle which the Lord erected, the Lord Most High, Lord of both the dead and the living, the Lord of harvests, Lord even of the Sabbath, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, for God the Father has set his seal on him, our master. He gives aid to the seed of Abraham, which our children are, and being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. To him who is counted worthy of more glory than Moses, O King of the nations, King of the saints, to him who is true, called faithful and true, we give thanks. Jesus Christ, he who came as high priest of the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with human hands, with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, who has entered the holy places of heaven to appear in the presence of God for our children and all their people. He, Jesus Christ, appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself, who sits at the right hand of God, who by one offering has perfected forever those who are being sanctified, and his enemies are made his footstool. In the name of Jesus Christ, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whom God set forth to be a propitiation by his blood through faith, who gave himself for our children and their family, that he might redeem our children from every lawless deed, who gave himself for our children and their people, that he might purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Yes, in his glorious and awesome name, let our children be one with him and one with God, Christ in them and them in Christ, for he gives them the glory which God gave him, that they may be one, just as he and God are one, that they may be made perfect in one. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, holy and true. For just and true are his works, just and true are his ways, true and righteousness are his judgments, for he is called faithful and true. He who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Yes, in his holy name we bless our children. Jesus Christ, King of glory, righteous judge, holy servant, the faithful witness, him who sits on the throne, in him who is ready to judge the living and the dead, he who has the keys of Hades and of death, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, he who is from the beginning, the first and the last, who was dead and came to life, he is Christ, the chosen of God, the rod out of the stem of Jesse, the branch that grew out of his roots, the righteous branch, the breath of the Almighty, through whom also God made the worlds, and he is our bridegroom and the bridegroom of our children. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. The Lord, the Holy One, let us praise the name of the Lord our God, who has dealt wondrously with our children. Let them walk in the name of the Lord their God forever and ever. He is great to the ends of the earth. Majesty to the name of the Lord. Let our children trust in the name of the Lord, King over all the earth, his name one, for his name is great in might. There is none like him. Know that his name is the Lord our righteousness, the great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is exalted. The desire of their soul is for his name and for the remembrance of him. Let our children trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon their God. Let them love the name of the Lord. Let them fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. Let them glorify his name forevermore. In his name they rejoice all day long. The glory of their strength, his great and awesome name. Nations shall fear the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. To his name give glory because of his mercy and because of his truth. Through his name our children will trample those who rise up against them. Through him they and their house will push down their enemies. Those who know his name will put their trust in him, for his name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory, for his wondrous works declare that his name is near. Our children and their people are justified by faith in Jesus Christ, in whom new creation avails. By his blood they are made near, for he himself is their peace. He himself being the chief cornerstone, as the truth is in him, who delivers them from the wrath to come. He only is their hope, their Savior, their surety of a better covenant, the Lord of glory, our Lord and Savior. May the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in their life through the one, Jesus Christ, so that grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For the gift from God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. To our children who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, who became for them wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. For our children are washed, they are sanctified, they are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God, through whom are all things, through whom they live. Praise be to his name, Jesus Christ. For though he was rich, yet for their sakes he became poor, that they through his poverty might become rich. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Highest, the Prince of Life, a chief cornerstone, the Son of Man, which has come to seek and to save that which was lost, the true light, for in him is life, and life is the light of men. He being the light of the world, the bread of life, the living bread which came down from heaven, the resurrection and the life, the true vine, not of this world, but from God, and sent by God, teacher and Lord, the great I am, a quickening spirit. In his name, the blessing of the Lord be upon our children. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, his only begotten Son, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, through whom grace and truth came, declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, God's holy servant, a man attested by God in his glorious name, may our children and their family have peace through Jesus Christ, for he is Lord of all. Let our children take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Thanks to the name of the Lord, for our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. All flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God in eternal life. God created all things through Jesus Christ, and his name is remembered to all generations, for he is the desire of all nations. There is no other rock. Grace, mercy, and peace be with our children from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I pray that our beloved children may prosper in all things and be in health, just as their soul prospers. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to our children and all their people. The blessing of the Lord be upon our children. We bless them in the name of the Lord. We call on our God and Father in the name above all names, Jesus Christ, saying, oh, that you would bless our children indeed and enlarge their territory, that your hand would be with our beloved children and their house. Keep our children as the apple of your eye, and that you would keep our children from evil, that they may not cause pain. Mercy surround our children. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice and shout for joy, and mercy shall surround them and their family. Grace to our children and all our people, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of our children, always in prayer, making requests for them all with joy, giving thanks for their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, and for the hope which is laid up for them in heaven. To our children and all our family, the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, grace to them and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. To our children, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, and God grant that our children grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. The Lord bless our children out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. Yes, may they see their children's children. Peace be upon Israel. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the Lord be magnified, for yours, O Lord, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen.